Cleveland's Country, 99.5 WGAR. Good morning, Brian and Leanne. Now,
hello?
Country music star on the phone.
Who is it?
Marley Gilbert.
Oh! Last time we talked to you, you were single. Go figure.
What's going on? Get it. How y'all doing this morning?
We're good. Can we get one hell of an amen up in here?
One hell of an amen.
Thank goodness one country artist stopped singing about, you know, drinking and partying and put some gospel back on the radio.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to talk about Jesus and everything.
Hallelujah! Man, this song has sold, what, 300,000 copies?
Wild,
oh, we're digging it.
I thought he was counting. Make sure
he
you were right.
Been.
It's been awesome, y'all, on a serious note, to watch this thing going. You know, I think I can speak for both of my co-writers. It's been awesome to watch it work its way up the chart and sell copies of the record. But, you know, what's happened off the chart and the stories that have come with the folks that listened, that's the true blessing. And I'm just proud to be a part of it.
It's a blessing. You're listening right now to Brantley Gilbert with us, Brian and Leon on GAR, because before we play the song here on GAR one more time, tell us something no one knows about the song.
You know, it was actually inspired by two people that drastically changed my life personally. I knew what their legacies and you know, what they did with their lives changed mine and made a difference, and I could only imagine what they were going to do for the rest of the country. And anytime somebody goes out fighting for their country or fighting for your life, it's one hell of an amen.
And that is why it's sold nearly 500,000 copies and climbing here. Brantley, can we just thank you? This is why Brian and I are so proud. Honestly, it's not BS. We're so proud to be part of country radio because we have had the honor to meet amazing people doing amazing things and just learning that you're going to be doing a concert for those families in Chattanooga. Just anytime something happens to our nation, country music is the first one to step up. And we just want to say thank you, first of all, for caring about them and doing that. But also, thanks to everybody who listens to Brantley music, who supports country music, because it's all one big machine that just works.
You're exactly right. You know, and I'm proud to be a part of that family. And, you know, God bless some of us with a bigger platform than we need or deserve sometimes. And any opportunity I get to take some of that spotlight and shed it on something that deserves it, you know, I jump at the opportunity. And this is definitely one of those things that needs people stepping up to the plate. I'm 2 hours away from where that happened, where I'm sitting right now. You know, it happened at home. And I can't imagine what those families in that community is going through. So we just thought they deserved a grand gesture. And we can't give them their sons or their brothers back, but, you know, hopefully we can give them something good.
Amen.
Brantley Gilbert's one hell of an amen on WGAR. It's Brian and Leanne.
With Brantley Gilbert. If we can move to a lighter side, we heard, Brantley, you cried like a baby during your recent wedding.
That's okay.
Y'all are check number four.
What?
I'm making a list of the people who asked me if I cried at my wedding. And that's four. Y'all became number four. I cried like a baby. I ugly cried.
God love you.
Seen my wife.
Yep.
When they opened those doors, man.
See, she was a vision.
Over the country, and I've traveled all over the world, and I've seen some gorgeous things, but I'd never seen anything like that in my
life. Aww, that's going to make me cry.
Man, I can't wait to hear the song that comes out of that emotion that you had.
I'm telling you, you've already heard a bunch of them. She's got more songs than you'd ever imagine.
Oh, I never thought about that. Yeah, 10 years you guys have been going out or known each other. You met her 10 years ago.
Got away for 5 years, and there were some songs I wrote during that period of time that are on the soon to never be released album.
Well, Brantley, we loved seeing you when you rolled through with Kenny Chesney. What a show. Cleveland loves you. Ohio loves you. Keep doing what you're doing. We can't wait to see you again. Everybody else, go out and get one hell of an amen. Don't be the last person jumping on that party train.
Well, I love y'all too, and I appreciate y'all having me and support me. Y'all have always been right there in the front, and I can't thank y'all enough for that.
We look forward to talking to you. There's other artists that we don't, but we don't have to mention names now.
Hey, it's always good to talk to y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
Brantley Gilbert!